Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The 504th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head on over to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Hall of Fame Bets is a sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today.
Heidi Ho, Jen Reno's, welcome to episode 504 of the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This one's going out to the Super Bowl winning, insert team name now. Congratulations. Insert team name now. Great game last night in the Super Bowl. Thanks for coming to the show. Apparently things were funny even during the ad reads, because I wasn't even being funny and Gumby was chuckling about something.
I hit, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you already know this because now it happened 30 seconds ago. But while I was reading the ad, instead of like changing to the different picture, I hit the just like remove ad button, and then just like there was my face reading it on the phone.
Scary is that?
Little peek behind the screen. I'm usually reading the ads off of a phone, so now you guys know that. That's what the trickle was for.
That's Daniel Gumby Vreeland. You're hearing from the king of regional MMA, and I hear he had a very good weekend this past weekend in the regional scene. Luckily, because the UFC kicked his butt, but regional is where the money is being made. And so this is a Monday regional episode, so you came to the right spot. Thanks for watching on YouTube. A lot of people watch the regional ones on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Don't just watch. And if you're not watching YouTube, thanks for listening on our feed. We're covering KSW today. KSW 91 goes down this weekend. A lot of Czech Republic events. We've been covering Octagon and KSW. So this one is taking place in the Czech Republic speaking as well. But before we get into that, I think we have to let Gumby toot his horn a little bit. There's been some talk in the Discord that Gumby did it again this past weekend with LFA and his Octagon picks.
Yeah, so I won't go too much into it because a lot of it was chalk. It was a 6-3 weekend, which gave us just a little bit of profit because, like I said, a lot of chalk out there. But it was exciting to see the people who I was very high on the LFA show particularly, not so much necessarily on the Octagon one, but the people I was very high on the LFA card, Anho and Mansoor Abdul-Malik. I touted them as big prospects. Abdul Malik had one of the most vicious ground and pound finishes I've seen in a long time. And then Anho won a fun back and forth fight where he showed he can scramble and grapple and do all those kinds of things to go along with his devastating hand. So good night for prospects. Good night to see those guys come out on top. And, you know, we're 6-3, which brought me up to, I had the number right here in front of me a second ago. That brings us up to 36-14 on the year, which is good for 72% hit rate and up about 13 units at this point.
And he's going to do even more today. He's got even more winners for you today. Is there a certain, do you have it as I'm trying to spit out words here? Do you have it broken down by promotion or not?
I can break it down by promotion over time, but I have this is all in a spreadsheet for just this year, so we haven't done too many of the particular promotion. But yes. LFA is always the best one for me. I don't know why, but like LFA, the books, like I feel like they don't trust anybody who hasn't fought in LFA before, and a lot of times that like burns, like it burned them on. That Anderson Fajeda fight last year and then the Fajeda fight this year, both their first events in Brazil, and they see a guy who's new to the promotion and are like, plus 300 underdog. And like, then he smokes the guy he's fighting. So, LFA continues to be like the big one there.
All right. Excellent. And it's going to be the big one to, not today, actually, sorry.
Today's week.
KSW. How are you with KSW?
Pretty good with KSW. Yeah. They occasionally like have this one's interesting because like I watched a bunch of the fights and I was like, I think this guy's probably a big favorite or this one's probably a big favorite. And all the lines were just like razor close. So like there might be value there in the guys who I thought were going to be big favorites.
Okay. We shall see. We're talking about KSW 91, which goes down this coming Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern. So you can get this, this can be kind of your pre-show before the UFC pay-per-view, kind of like what Octagon was this past weekend for the sickos in the Discord. So 1 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, February the 17th, my brother's birthday, as I said before. KSW, what does KSW stand for, Gumby? Remind us.
Contact Stuk something, Wyszynski or...
Walkie. Yeah. Confrontasia Zduk Walkie. It's going in the home credit, going down to the home credit arena. You wouldn't expect to hear something arena called that in the Czech Republic, but that's what it's called. Home credit arena in Liberec, Czech Republic, in a cage, 10 fights. We're going to do the top five. Overall thoughts on the fight card? Anyone we should keep an eye on outside of the five that we're going to cover?
Nah, kind of lackluster for me. It seems like a fight card where they were trying to put somebody from the Czech Republic on every fight. We don't even really have a title fight at the top. It's for an interim title.
Yep.
You know, and it's not even like, so it's for an interim title. So it's not even like one of their like fun showcase fights where they like run out Pujanowski or Michael McCarla or something like that. Like it's a fight that they needed to main event the fight card.
Yeah. There you go. Almost sounds like a UFC event.
That's it.
Yeah, a weak fight card, and you don't like the odds. So yeah, it's gonna be a stellar.
No, I like episode, some right? of the odds. I like some.
Okay, good. It's gonna be a fun episode. All our episodes are fun, and we actually have odds as we're alluding to here, which is a good thing. KSW odds. Do they usually drop this early?
They do. Did you find odds for all the fights?
All the ones we're covering. Yeah.
Oh, so there's two that I'm in the dark on. Then, so that'll
okay,
be fun.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. You have to let me know when we get to which one.
I don't have the third or the fourth one. When I checked, I couldn't find them. So I have first,
Fadipe
second,
and Dudek. Yeah.
I don't have the Hosek and Dudek. Oh, fight maybe changed.
Really? Who, Tapology who? Doesn't say it has.
It's Dudek versus who?
Hosek.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Hose.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So I don't have the odds on that, and I don't have the odds on Humberger versus Odzimkowski.
Okay, we'll see if I remember. I'll forget by the time we get there, and I'll blurt out the odds. You'd be like, "You were supposed to,
you idiot!"
Like in the old, no, idiot. That would be a little rough if you call me an idiot, but nonetheless. All right, maybe we'll tell you about our friends at DraftKings before we actually dive into the actual breakdowns here. Looking for a super offer. DraftKings is the place to go. Then DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And as we've told you before, and Gumby's mentioned before, DraftKings Sportsbook, very good for prop bets. They get them up early and often, even in the MMA realm. So check out download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. You use code SGP. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, who... They were an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code SGP. The crown is yours. How about that game last night, Gumby? Amazing.
Yeah, it's a hell of a game.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. And we are brought to you by the good folks at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, MMA, of course. They got it all. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times with some spicy plays. Gumby, do you have a play that I can undermine the second you say it?
Sure. I'll take the lower than on Nick Richards' rebounds. It's listed at 8.5 playing against the like Pacers. Yeah, you like going lower on Nick Richards. I mean, he's up against the Pacers, who now have both Turner and Siakam down there. So it's going to be hard going there. And he's only hit that projection one out of the last three games. So give me the lower than Nick Richards' rebounds.
Yeah, he's not playing as often now either as right after I pick him up on the on the waiver wire for fantasy. Of course he goes away. So them's his playing time goes away. So yeah, good pick by Gumbo there. Watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over an Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code MMA SGPN. Maybe I didn't say that first time. I probably didn't. MMA SGPN is the place to go for that.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
All righty. Where are we moving to now? Gumby?
Catchweight.
We're going to move to the catchweight fight we're going to start with. And it is at KSW, of course. And we're going to I have to get on my screen here. All right, 150, 150 pounds, 3 5-minute rounds. Lukasz Czarzewski from Poland versus Michael Sobiech from Poland as well. You have the odds for this one, so let's jump into a Dr. Beast. Is Sobiech? Sobiech? Is it Beach?
I think it's Sobiech. Is
Sobiech? So is that they're making fun on the? The name, it kind of sounds like Beast. Is that what we're doing there?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. I just saw the nickname Dr. Beast, and I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. All right. He is 5-1 with 3 knockouts. Never been finished in a fight. 1-1 in KSW. Did win his last fight. He's not lost a fight since April of 2021. Used to fight at welterweight. 2 years younger than Czarzewski. Plus 200. Harry is Czarzewski's nickname, obviously, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Obviously. Well, why would his nickname be anything different? All right. What does Czarzewski have on this here resume of his? 12-2, 2 knockouts, 2 submissions, a lot of twos there. Never been finished in a fight. 0-1 in KSW. 2-1 with 1 no contest over his last 4. 10-1 with 1 no contest over his last 12. That's even better. Did lose his last fight. Was regional champion, minus 275. Gumby.
So I'm going to go chalk here out of the gate. I'll take Czarzewski. The tough part of this for me is Czarzewski looks really limited on the feet. He actually almost looks like he's doesn't want to engage very much on the feet, throws big overhand rights. You know, not the kind of guy you want to back very often, but his wrestling's outstanding. And for me, that's enough here against Sobiech, because Sobiech in his fight, I don't think it was even his last fight I was watching. It was the one with Dunsky. But whenever he was fought in Dunsky, I think that was 2 fights ago, he himself had to like use some grappling and scrambling to try to win that fight. He wound up getting in the mount and Dunsky just like basically picked him up and decided that we weren't in mount anymore and he was going to switch the position. It was like a really bad sign for any of his grappling. And so I think when Trzaskowski brings that grappling to him instead, it's going to be too much. I think he's a little bit better on the feet, but also he's like one of those guys, and I think this plays really bad for his takedown defense too. He's one of those guys who bounces in without purpose. You know how sometimes people are like, oh, you know, you got to move a little bit more on your feet. You can't be so heavy on their feet. So they start bouncing, but it's not in a cadence with anything, or it's not to set up anything, or there's no feints to go along with it. He's just kind of like bouncing like a Street Fighter character does at the beginning of playing Street Fighter. Yeah. And like, if you're not doing it for a reason, it makes you really easy to take down because it messes up your own timing and it makes you timable by the other person. And I think that's going to be the case here. So I like Trzaskowski, -275. I don't know if that's too steep for him. I don't really like Sobiech all that much. So I think it's probably like a nice parlay piece if you're trying to find some value there.
Throw him in a parlay right off the bat here. All righty. Where are we going now? According to my screen, we're going up to welterweights. Matis Jurasik from, I believe, the Czech Republic, because everyone is from the Czech Republic in this card almost. Yes, he's from the Czech Republic, and he's fighting Henry Fadipe, and he is from Nigeria. So there you go. Definitely not the Czech Republic. All right. Jurasik, you have odds for this one, Gumby? Yes.
I do. This is one of the ones I have odds for.
Okay, cool. Actually, I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you about Jurasik first. 10-3, 3 knockouts, 2 submissions, knocked out once, submitted once. This is his KSW debut. He's won 7 of his last 8, including his last fight. 2012 was his pro MMA debut. He's 1-0 as a pro boxer, -110. So we got ourselves pretty much a pick him. Fadipe, nickname Hercules, HERCULEEZ, obviously. Right?
Right, Hercules.
That's how you spell Hercules. All right. 14-11-1, 10 knockout, 3 submissions. I don't think Hercules lost that many fights, but anyhow, he's been knocked out 7 times, submitted twice. 2-2 in KSW, 1-2 over his last 3, 5-2 over his last 7, which sounds a lot better. Lost his last fight via knockout. Used to fight at middleweight. Multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get that shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. 2010 pro MMA debut, 0-1 as a pro boxer, -120. Why is this one a pick'em?
This one's a pick'em because it's one of those fights where both of them have a very clear path to victory and also very likely will not wind up on that path well. like Jurasik, I think, so he's long and he fights long. He's got like a nice long jab. He's got a nice like kick. But then for some reason in the middle of fighting long, he always winds up in the clinch and is like trying takedowns. He doesn't have like a double or a single, but like a lot of trips and a lot of like opportunistic catching somebody else's kick and winding up on top. But like sometimes you're just like, but why? You know, like you're doing fine on the feet. Why are we doing this? And Fadipe is almost in the same way, like a really opportunistic submission specialist. He's very, like, he loves to jump guillotines. I watched him.
We love that.
Yeah, he actually fought Albert Odzimkowski, who we're going to talk about later, and he won by Peruvian necktie, which was a sick finish. It was when Odzimkowski tried to shoot a takedown, and he wound up with a guillotine and finished him. It was sick. And so, like, Fadipe, again, a guy who's got like a very clear path to victory, but like maybe he just never winds up grappling. Jurasik, real clear path to victory, but might accidentally grapple Fadipe. So it's like one of those pick-ems that you're like, are either of them going to get where they need to be? And my end result here is I'm actually going to go with the slight favorite, Fadipe. I think that it's harder for a grappler who like doesn't always have the means to get to grappling to win a fight like that, I do think Jurasik is going to engage him in it. And I think Fadipe's sub skills are good enough to catch him. So I'm going to go with Fadipe here. I will tell you, this is the fight on the card I'm 1,000% the least confident in.
Oops, I grappled. Might happen, right?
Oops, I grappled might happen here, especially for Jurasik. And I would say if Jurasik does that, this is the worst guy to do it with. Like, this is the worst guy to accidentally grapple.
Don't accidentally grapple with Fadipe. All right, we're going through this so quick. Let's jump to another ad read before we get any further. I'm going to tell you about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. And they have tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. So social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards are you get your cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for 10% deposit bonus. And take some of those winnings, take your special somebody out for a night in the town. Thanks to Game Time, because Game Time can get you last minute tickets at the last minute for a good price. And they take the stress out of finding tickets last minute out of the equation. Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals and tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals and tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, MMA, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, Choo Choo, where is this train headed to now, Gumby? It's headed to
middleweight.
I wonder how many people understand what
I don't have this. I don't have this odds, by the way. These are the ones I don't.
Okay, right. Yeah. All right. Like, I don't remember. Of course, you already told me that. David Hosek from the Czech Republic versus Adrian Dudek from Poland. All right. I will tell you about Dudek first. Banan is the nickname. B-A-N-A-N. Any guess? A wild guess what that could mean? Oh,
Polish banana.
Yes, it means a banana. Not Polish banana, but yes, it's banana in Polish. He's 7-2, 5 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out once. 1-1 in KSW. He's won 2 straight fights and 4 of 5. He's not lost a fight since April 2021. Used to fight at 205 pounds. Does he fight like a banana, Gumby?
I don't even know. Begin to know what that would mean. Actually, you know what? Kind of. Yeah, and I'll explain.
All right. Is he slippery like a banana?
No.
All right. Dominic Hosek. Haha, there's a callback. Hosek is 10-5-1. 7 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 0-1 in KSW, 2-1 over his last 3, 3-3 over his last 6. Lost his last fight, excuse me, via submission. 2 years younger than Dudic. An inch taller, 4 inches of reach. All right. Guess the odds. Tell us how fighting like a banana, what that actually entails. Make a pick. Do it all.
Dudek's got to be a big favorite, right? Negative 350.
Minus 200. So
good value on him. Yeah, value on Dudek then. Because I watched Hosek's last fight. First of all, the dude ate 700 low leg kicks in a row.
Who doesn't, though? To be fair, nowadays, no one seems to know how to deal with leg kicks nowadays.
That may be true, but like, he was literally fighting a guy who was like, okay, I'm going to back up this low leg kick with a low leg kick and then another low leg kick. And he just inexplicably kept eating them until eventually he was like, oh, this really sucks. And then he tried to take down and got guillotined. It was like one of the worst fights. It was very middleweight-esque. And so, not real high on him to begin with. And the bottom line is it's not just the low leg kicks. He looks scared on the feet. He looks like he doesn't want to be on the feet at all. It does look like he can wrestle a little bit. Maybe if his leg hasn't been torn off his body before he tries, he's got some wrestling there. But I think Dudek is just strong enough that, like, even if his technique isn't there, he's just going to shuck off Hosek and wind up back into striking range. As far as Dudek, the reason I was going to say he's kind of like a banana, he like hunches over in like a street fighter stance. So maybe his body's curved a little bit like a banana there.
I'll accept that. Yep.
That's at least what we're going with. So I would say on the feet, he's a little bit mechanical with his punches. I don't really like, like the fact that his punches, are sort of predictable and he doesn't mix it up really well. But I will say, like, he protects himself defensively. He knows enough of what he's doing on his feet. He's really strong. He seems to have some put away power. I think all of that's just enough against Hosek. And I've seen him throw more than one low leg kick, so yeah, I think he's got that too anytime he wants. So yeah, I think Dudik -200, really good price, because I had him priced up in the threes. So give me Dudik here.
All right. Well, by the time some people are listening to this, the number probably will be run up, because people in the Discord move lines, especially that root vegetable guy, turnip.
That root vegetable guy.
It is a root vegetable, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Yep. All right. Here's a humdinger of a fight. Dominik Humberger from Humberger is not a Czech last name. What is going on here, Gumby? Humberger?
I don't think it is either, but
I would accept German, but okay. Yeah. Maybe he has German in his blood. He's fighting. Oh, as an ad pops up, right? As I'm about to say the name, Albert Odzemski, excuse me. I forgot the K. Odzemski from Poland. This is a very big Czech versus Poland violence going down this coming weekend. All right. And this, as I probably said, this is at middleweight, because what fight is not at middleweight nowadays, right? And Gumby does not have odds for this one, right?
I do not. No.
All right. Odzemski is Dzik is the nickname. D-Z-I-K. That actually means something, Gumby.
I have no idea what it is.
Boar. B-O-A-R. Hopefully this fight is not the other kind of boar, but yes, boar. Odzemski is 14-7, six knockouts, seven submissions. So he's finished everyone except one person. He owes his rounds. And he's been finishing every fight except one as well. He definitely owes his rounds. He's been knocked out twice, submitted four times. 2-4 with one no contest in KSW. However, he's won two straight fights in 3-4. So things are looking up for the boar. Last two wins have come via T/KO. Used to fight at welterweight, 2010 pro MMA debut, +200. Humberger, 7-1 with six knockouts, never been finished in a fight. 2-1 in KSW, did lose his last fight. 8 years younger than Odzemski, 2 inches taller, -250. And I told you the odds. Sorry. I realized as I say the last odd, I wasn't supposed to do that. What were you going to guess?
I started laughing when you said the first one. This is awesome, because I didn't think I had any dogs on this card.
Good.
And I'm going with Odzemski. I really did think he was going to be a favorite in here.
He's a big dog, too.
Yeah. I think the reason Humberger is probably a favorite now in retrospect is he's way lighter on the feet. And as far as like striking, he looks better on the feet. Whereas Odzemski is like, he's a plotter. He's a big, heavy dude on his feet. He doesn't move particularly well. He's looking for a brawl. He really wants a brawl. That's what he wants. I question his submission defense. I don't know how good that is here, but I don't think Humberger is a good wrestler enough to get it there if he wanted to. So I think we're going to see something on the feet between a big, heavy plotter with crazy knockout power and a guy who like kind of bounces around and backs up too much in Humberger. So like, I don't trust Humberger to be able to do what he needs to do in order to win this fight. So I'm going to go with Odzemski. I think between being heavier and being bigger and being stronger, and then also just that I think he's going to have like the positional advantage to tempt Humberger into getting into a brawl.
All right, there you go. Gumby is giving us some doggy dogs here, which is nice. All right, before we get to the main event, I'm going to tell you about the last of our sponsors. Last but not least, obviously, Hall of Fame Bets. You can win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All righty, main event is for the interim KSW Lightweight Championship. Do you know why we got an interim title here? I have to ask you always.
Yeah, because Parnas won the actual lightweight title. Actually, I think he won the interim and then got promoted to being the full-time champ and then proceeded to go fight for the featherweight title and then the welterweight title. So then they were like, we probably should allow somebody else at lightweight to fight for the title at some point. So these two are the gentlemen who got the opportunity.
Yep. There you go. what a ringing endorsement for this fight. This is 5 5-minute rounds at 155 pounds for the interim title, not vacant. Lia Brichta from Czech Republic versus Valeriu Mircea, not from Czech Republic, not from Poland, from Moldova. You don't see that too often. That flag too often here. All right. Mircea, the solitary wolf. We have spoken about him before, correct?
We have, yeah.
And we had all the talks about solitary wolves and solitario and stuff.
I think that's just because we're thinking of Jose Johnson, who's a lobo solitario.
Right.
And we joke because that's the lone wolf, but this is actually the solitary wolf. But maybe we've talked about him too. I don't remember.
I think we may have one of our crazy listeners or viewers will let us know. One of the hardcores. Mircea, 29-8-1, 12 knockouts, 12 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted three times, 3-1 in KSW. He's won three straight fights, 4 of 5, 4 of 7. That doesn't sound so good. 1-1 at Bellator, multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get that shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. He's been a pro MMA fighter since 2014. He's at +105. Brichta, 12-3, 6 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 2-0 in KSW. That's part of a 2-fight winning streak. And he's got 8-0 with 1-0 contest over his last 9. Won his last fight via TKO. He's not lost since September 2019. 2 inches taller than Mircea. He's 2-0 as a pro kickboxer, 1-0 as a Muay Thai fighter, -125. So pretty close main event on paper, at least.
Yeah, and usually when you see these close odds, and it's so this is going to be a kickboxer versus wrestling match. For those who have never seen them, Brichta, very fun kickboxer, throws from range, spinning back kicks, you know, the whole shebang, like exactly the kind of guy you want to see in like a fun kickboxing match. Mircea, wrestler, just wants to drag you to the ground, wear you out, put you on your back. And so like, I think that's the dynamic of this fight. And when that kind of dynamic comes around, you know me, I'm regularly taking the wrestler, and I'm not here, which tells you how much better I like Brichta than I usually do people in these fights, because Mircea, for me, if you watch his fights when he was in Brave, I think they're like the most alarming things on him, because Brave has a lot of guys who stuff takedowns, right? That section of the world just notoriously has great wrestling, right? Like any of those Middle Eastern countries or the other, you know, countries around the Middle East that Brave tends to hire have like great wrestling bases. So anytime Mircea got stuffed a couple of times there, he looked exhausted, and he just doesn't look like he knows what to do on the feet as he gets more and more tired. He might have success against Brichta early. Like I could see him scoring a couple of takedowns, but if Brichta gets up and forces him to kickbox, as he gets more and more tired, Brichta is going to find more and more success. And I don't know that Mircea could even put him away if he has that success early. So I think like the idea of him tiring out is going to allow Brichta to take over earlier. I also think Brichta is just like the best part of his kickboxing is that he's hard to find the range on, whether you're boxing with him or trying to take him down. He's just like hard to get close to. So I think Mircea is going to have trouble finding that takedown in the first place. He might get pieced up on the feet even before he gets tired. So yeah, I'm going to go with Brichta here as the slight favorite. And I do like this line on him too. I was a little bit surprised it was as close as it was, because I do think Mircea's got some issues in the striking.
All right. So there concludes our Confrontacija Zutuk Walkie 91. Is this 91?
91.
Yes. Recap or not recap. Preview. We'll recap it on Sunday. We'll count all of Gumby's money and all our money that he won for us. All right. Here are his picks. Speaking of recaps, Brichta Odzimekowski as a surprise big dog. Fadipe. I missed one actually.
Dudek,
right? Excuse me. Dudek, Fadipe, and Charzowski, excuse me. So that concludes that. You can talk about it more in the Discord if you like, or watch the event with us too if you like. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. Make sure you subscribe. At the very least, subscribe to us on YouTube. That would be the MMA Gambling Podcast on YouTube. Twitter is MMASGPN. Gumby runs that very ably for us. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer. I'm also the same on Instagram. Get into my Substack. Subscribe. Enter my free pick'em contest that I run for every UFC event. It's moneymma.substack.com. Listen to Gumby's Top Turtle MMA podcast. what else should you do? Go to the sportsgamblingpodcast.com, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. We're going to be back on Valentine's Day, Gumby, the day of love. I'm sure our spouses will enjoy us recording podcasts on that day, won't they?
They'll love it.
They will. All right. We'll talk about the UFC pay-per-view then, because you sickos insist on it. All right, Gumby, get us out of here.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's Dr. Beast Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Wednesday.